Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. To continue in English, press 3. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or are calling from an agency or nursing facility, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email it to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. To complete the application online, go to compass.dhs.pa.gov. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert. We will contact you to start the other parts of your application. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. My name is Danielle. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
May you what?
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Reginald Scott.
Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
For myself.
Okay. I now need to obtain your personal information. Please note that we will not speak about your application without your written or verbal permission. And what is your date of birth?
12/30/60.
And verify your address.
4227 Pensgrove Street.
City and zip code.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19104.
And the reason you're calling today?
I'm disabled and I need home health care.
Okay, so you're calling the computer application to get services for help at home?
Yes.
All right, and this process can take up to 90 business days, but it can take way sooner if everyone works together. We do have to send a physician certification form out to your primary care physician. Do you know your doctor's first and last name?
It's Olson. I forgot the first name.
Do you know the phone number? Or the address?
At 1500 Lansdowne Avenue in Upper Darby. I think it is.
Mm-hmm. You said it's Olson?
Yeah, Olson. Austin. I wanted to ask you something. When the person gets paid, what does it come in their name or my name?
I don't know that because you'll work with a service coordinator who will give you all that information.
Oh.
Once you get approved. So you have to go through the process first. But we'll send a physician certification form out to your doctor in the next 48 to 72 hours. The doctor just has to fill it out and send it back to us. Okay.
Right.
We will send the case to the Area Agency of Aging, and they will contact you to schedule a health assessment. They usually call within 14 business days after you have your first in-home visit with us. And that assessment, it's a health assessment that will determine the amount of hours you'll be able to receive care.
All right, thank you.
And what's a good phone number for you?
267-461-7848.
Okay. We do send a case to the county assistance office, who does the financial determination. They will mail you out a letter requesting the documents. The income limit is $2,900 a month, and you can't have over $8,000 in assets.
I don't get nowhere near that, and I don't have nowhere near that, and
okay.
That's just it.
If you ever are denied during this process, you do have the right to appeal, and if you ever need any additional enrollment assistance, you can always reach out to PA Link, but usually when you contact us, we're able to give you all your case updates, okay?
All right, thank you.
Now it's time to get you scheduled for your first in-home visit. And just to confirm, your address is 4227 Penns Grove Street.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like we're booked up till next Tuesday, the 24th. Is that date okay, or do you need something sooner?
No, that's fine.
Okay, we have 2:30 to 4:30. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, so we have you scheduled for next Tuesday the 24th between the time frame of 2:30 to 4:30. It's going to be with our enrollment case manager. Her name is Janae. She'll call you 30 minutes before she arrives. She will complete a Compass application to get you applied for the long-term care services. So just make sure you have your identification, your medical insurance card, and proof of income.
All right.
Okay, and is there anyone you ever think is going to call in on your behalf where you want to add them as an authorized representative? They can either be fully authorized or just for information only.
All right.
Is there anybody? No.
No.
And did you want to receive any case updates via text message or email?
REGGIESCOTT728@gmail.com.
So you want to receive emails? Is your first and last name 722@gmail?
728@gmail.com.
Okay. And just to let you know, by providing your email address and agreeing to all terms and conditions, you'll agree to receive emails. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third party. To stop receiving an email, all you have to do is reply stop or hit the unsubscribe link. You may receive emails at any different time of the day, and messages and data rates may apply. Okay, and then I'm going to give you your case number. So let me know when you're ready for that.
Go ahead.
It's 114-3055.
Wait a minute. 114. What is it?
114-30.
55.
Okay. Do you have any other questions or concerns for me today?
114-3055.
Correct.
All right.
Okay. Have any other questions or concerns?
No, I don't.
All right. So thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. Do you have time for a survey today?
Do I what?
Have time for a survey today?
No.
No problem. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.